Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry with your host here on Send Forth, Sister Keisha. Today, listeners and friends, we will begin praying for our nations and all of God's people here on Send Forth due to the growing number of the COVID-19 virus that has left our world in a pandemic state. We are here live to pray in unity for our nations and officials, leaders, governments, communities, neighborhoods, and all of God's people. The Lord has reminded us to humble ourselves and seek His face in this hour. In 2 Chronicles, Chapter 7, verse 14 gives us a set of instructions what to do when a pestilence or disease has become the epidemic throughout the earth. If you have your Bibles, please turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, which says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." Please stay tuned as we begin the prayer after this music. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are live on the air. Dear Heavenly Father, God of this universe, we pray that your name be lifted up in this place today. And Father God, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be accepted unto you. Dear God, in whom we are proud to say we are serving in this hour and in this season, we ask that you allow each person, whether big or small, rich or poor, good or bad, you recognized us all as equal, and the only thing that we may struggle with is distance. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have this day to come before you and petition your throne of grace in this hour.
in this time and in this season. We pray and ask that you allow us to bring forth our prayer requests and our petitions. We ask that the nations and God, all God's people, be blessed from what they will hear here on Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry. And today I have in our studio live today multiple moderators here to share and join in unity in prayer here on Send Forth Your Word. We will go right into worship. I hope that you prepare your heart. I hope you prepare your soul so that we may praise the Lord and exalt the King. Let his presence enter into this place. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your name. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. We thank you, Father, for this time. We thank you, Father, for everything you're doing in our lives, Father. We thank you, Father, that you love us so much, Father. We glorify your name, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for all of the things that you're doing in the end times, Father. We just thank you, Father, that you are moving in the earth like never before, Father. We thank you, Father, for giving us the privilege to serve you and worship you this day, Father. We love you, we adore you, you're kind and loving, Father. We just bless you, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to your name. You're wonderful.
I want everyone to declare. Begin to pray before the nations. She shall bring us into the presence of the Most High. Moderator number one, begin.
Hallelujah. Blessings, blessings to you, Father. We're so grateful, Father, for this day. We're so grateful, Father, that we can come before your throne this day. Father, thank you for blessing us with the privilege to come before your presence today, to lift you up high, Father, to lift you up higher than high, Father.
Praise
you are the
Lord.
Most High. You are the great I am. You are the mighty.
Yes.
You are the healer. You are the deliverer.
Yes.
You are Savior. You are the mover, Father. And we're coming before
Hallelujah.
You in obedience, Father, for you said
yes,
in your word
Lord.
In Isaiah 1 and 19, if we come to you, if we are willing, and if we are willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. Well, Father, this day, we don't want to just eat the good of the land by ourselves.
You,
we want all
Hallelujah.
To eat.
Yes.
We want our families to come in. We want our brothers and sisters to come in. We want those
Hallelujah.
Who are captive. They're still locked up in those cages, Father. We need
Hallelujah.
Them to come forth.
Hallelujah.
We need them
Thank
to be set free,
Jesus.
Father. And we need
yes.
you, Father, to put a stop on this coronavirus and the lives
Hallelujah.
Behind it, Father. We need you,
yes.
Father, right now.
Yes, yes.
For
yes.
there was a plague that went throughout the camp of the Israelites many centuries ago, Father. And one man said
oh,
that he would not tolerate this
yes.
anymore. And he
oh,
stood
yes.
up, and Lord God, you said you stopped the plague, Father. So we're coming
Hallelujah.
As, I think his name is Simeon. Father, we're coming, Father, as the Simeons. We're coming as the Yahshuas. We're coming as the Isaiah. We're coming as the Hoseas. We're coming, Father, as the Jeremiah, Father. We're coming as Yeshua. We're coming as the Luke and the Mark, Father. We're coming. We're running, Father. We're running to you. You said in your word, if we run to you, we are safe. If we come be under the shadow, Father, no evil, no devil, no witch, no sorcery, no witch doctor, nothing can come against us, Father. We thank you
Hallelujah.
Right now, Father, for giving us the privilege to come before you. I thank you for my brothers and sisters on the line tonight and those who will be listening. I thank you for my sister,
Hallelujah.
Father, for her obeying the call. Hallelujah. I thank
Hallelujah.
You for my prayer partner, Lord God, for heeding
thank
the call,
you,
Father. I thank you,
thank
Lord
you.
God, for all of our children and our family, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. We love them, and we don't want them to be
Hallelujah.
Lost, and we definitely don't
Hallelujah.
Want them to die
Hallelujah.
From this virus, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Father, you have the power. You have the strength. And we believe you, Father. And you said, Father, the Messiah said, if we come to you, Father, and believe you, if we've been obedient, if we've done what you've asked us to do, we can ask you for anything. You didn't say something. You didn't say a few things. You said we can come ask you for anything, and the Father will do it. And so, Father, I'm going to say here today, I cannot doubt you. I will not doubt you. I must believe you for what you have said. And I believe that this virus is cut. I believe that
it's
destroyed.
Hallelujah.
Father, open up the portal of hell and put that thing in the hell of portals. And suck it out and burn it to its ashes, Father. And we thank you right now, Father, that no vaccines, we come against those vaccines too. We will not accept those vaccines. They will not, no, if anybody tries to give us those vaccines, they will die on the spot. They will drop dead in the land. We will not tolerate you anymore. We will not take your bullying anymore. The kingdom is ours, and we take it back right now by force. We give you the glory.
Hallelujah.
We give you all the honor and the praise forever and ever.
Yes, yes.
I just love you,
yes.
Father. I love you.
Hallelujah.
Praise to your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, everyone. Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you,
declare,
Lord.
We declare,
your
we declare
name.
That you, Lord God, you said
hallelujah.
Every stronghold must come down. You
yes.
wear the victor's crown,
yes,
hallelujah.
Father.
You have
yes,
already
Father.
Overcome
yes,
this
God.
Thing before
yes.
the beginning of the age, Father God. So today,
yes,
Lord
Father.
God,
yes.
we thank you, Lord, for this team of prayer
thank
warriors
you.
Today
yes.
in this place,
we
Lord. We thank you, Lord, for their
yes.
obedience, hallelujah. We thank
you,
Lord
Father.
God,
yes,
for
Lord
them
God.
Coming out and getting up early in the
yes,
morning,
Lord,
hallelujah.
Father.
Add a blessing
yes,
to their chart, Lord. Add many
thank
blessings
you,
to their chart. Give us more days,
yes.
hallelujah, as you said in your word in Psalms 91.
Yes.
You said those who dwell
yes,
in
Father.
The secret place of the Most High, they
yes,
will
Lord
remain
God.
Stable.
Yes.
You will cover us.
Yes.
You will keep us in this
yes,
time
Lord
and in this
God.
Crisis,
yes.
hallelujah.
Yes.
And you will
hallelujah.
Not forget us, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Because you
thank
love
you,
your
Jesus.
People and what
bless
we benefit
name,
from staying
thank
under
you,
the
Yahushua.
Secret place of the Most High.
Thank you, Father.
We can confess.
Bless your name.
We can thank God.
Yes.
We can say that
hallelujah.
You are our refuge and our fortress.
Hallelujah.
Yes, many people
Father.
Couldn't say that, Father God. So you have
yes,
allowed them
Father.
To go home. But Father God, I pray, hallelujah,
yes,
that you will lift the nations up, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You will
yes,
begin
Father.
To
yes.
heal the hearts
yes.
of all
glory,
mankind
Father.
Today, hallelujah. You will begin to
hallelujah.
Go in the households
blessing,
and stir
blessing.
Up their hearts in
yes,
the Most
Father.
High,
yes.
in the spirit.
Father,
we are seeing a pouring and a crying
Father.
Out of people, whether
wake
it's in
up.
The industries or in the health care, in
thank
the schools.
You,
people
hallelujah.
All concerned, Father God, of this COVID-19 virus, hallelujah. And you
yes,
said
yes.
that every high thing must come down, hallelujah. Every
down.
High thing, every
come
stronghold,
down.
Hallelujah, of the enemy. We
yes,
cannot
Father.
Accept this. We refuse, hallelujah,
we
to
refuse,
accept this
yes.
at the end, hallelujah.
Yes.
So we come today, Lord God, before
yes,
your
Father.
Majesty, before
yes,
your throne, hallelujah,
yes,
knowing you
Father.
Can do nothing else
hallelujah.
But everything else but fill
yes,
us,
Father.
Hallelujah. So we believe
yes.
in your word, hallelujah, according to
yes,
your word
Father,
and Chronicles. Father God, that we can trust in this word because in 2
yes,
Chronicles chapter
yes,
7,
yes.
verse 13 says, if I shut up the heavens that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if
yes,
I send the
yes,
pestilence
Lord.
Among my people, if my people,
yes,
which are called by my name, shall humble themselves
yes,
and pray and seek
yes,
my face
yes.
and turn
yes.
from their wicked ways, then
Father,
will
yes,
I hear
Lord,
from
yes,
heaven
yes,
and will
yes,
forgive
Father.
Their sins and heal their
yes,
land.
Lord.
Praise
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
praise
Father.
God. I thank you,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
You're doing something
thank
big
you.
In this
Hallelujah.
Place. Father God, I don't know who's going to hear this prayer. I don't know if the state government will come and listen to this prayer. But one thing I can say, that you are in the presence of us right now, Father God, and
yes,
we command
hallelujah.
This government, this agency,
you,
these people who are in law enforcement to not be
thank
able
you,
to shackle your people, hallelujah. Your
yes,
people
Father,
should not
yes.
be held down and forced to take any vaccines. If they do
yes,
not
Lord.
Agree to take
yes,
the vaccine,
Lord.
They will not
yes,
be
Lord
cut
God.
Off. Father God, you will find a way to make a way of escape for your people, hallelujah. And
yes,
you will
Father,
cause
yes.
these people to become honest with us because it is a duty for our government to disclose and cause declarations so that we may
yes.
be able to call a public healthy safeness to the community. Father God,
yes, Father.
Pray for yes. our children, hallelujah. Our children are the generation of this world, Father God. Our
yes,
children
Father,
are being
yes.
affected by this plague, this pandemic scare and fear.
Yes,
but Father
yes.
God, you said that perfect love casts
yes,
out all fear. And so today,
yes.
Lord God, we declare,
yes,
decree, and declare. We take authority, like our warrior said, and we take authority in Christ Jesus, asking you, Lord God, to heal
yes,
my land,
Father.
To
heal
our people, to set
yes.
our people free from fear and anxiety and stress. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
Let
yes.
them know that, Father God, that they must tap into your deliverance. According
yes,
to
Father.
Your word, if we are
yes,
running
Lord,
around
yes.
in fear, we have the right to decide if we will live with fear or will we live with peace. Let us choose
yes.
to live with peace, Father God, today.
Yes.
I
yes,
thank,
Father.
Thank
yes.
you, thank you, Lord, for this prayer.
Thank
I
you,
thank
Father.
You. And I pray that this
thank
prayer,
you,
the lives that will hear this prayer, the nations, all 50 states, Father God, so many people are dying and crying out unto you, Lord God.
Yes, Father.
And you
yes.
promised us in your word, if we cry
Hallelujah.
Out to you,
Hallelujah.
If we seek your face, Father God, you will hear from us. You, if we turn
yes.
from our wicked ways, if we begin to walk away from those situations, those decisions, things that we've done in the past, Father God, even the sins and iniquities of our forefathers, Father God,
yes.
we pray, hallelujah, that you will
yes,
forgive
Father.
Us. From it all. You said you will send our sins into the sea of forgiveness. So we pray and believe you, Lord God, today that you
yes.
will do
yes,
what
Father.
You say you would do. And this will not fall on deaf ears. And your word, hallelujah, will
yes,
not
Lord
return
Jesus.
Unto you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So
hallelujah.
Today, Lord
yes.
God,
yes.
we
yes.
just go before you. We go before you. Praise Him, Heavenly Father. Praise Him, everyone, in the praise Him right now. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give Him glory and honor. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. We give you praise. We give you praise and honor. Hallelujah. We praise the Most High. We praise you in the morning. We praise you in the afternoon. And we praise you in the evening time.
We thank you for the way of escape, Father. We thank you for God that is worthy to escape. We thank you, Father, for the privilege to praise your name.
Thank you. We're going to take a small break, you guys, right now in music. And then when we come back on the air, we're going to be bringing on Moderator 2 so that she may enter before the King.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Moderator number 2, come forth, Wanda.
Hallelujah. We pray to your name, Father. We glorify and magnify your name. We're just so thankful for who you are. We're thankful,
praise
Father,
God.
That you've been in our hearts to even know you, that we would be privileged that we can pray to you, that we can come before you trusting in you, trusting in your word that you are faithful. You have shown yourself over and over and over again in our lives, your strength, your power, and your faithfulness. We
glory,
come to you
glory,
again,
glory.
Father, during this time. Your word says in Psalm 46:1. Yah is a refuge and a strength, a very present help in trouble.
Yes.
Therefore,
hallelujah.
He will not
fear.
Thank though
you.
The earth
Thank
be
you.
And the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea. It seems right now, Father, that the whole earth is shaken and being carried away by fear. We come before your throne, first of all, asking you to forgive us.
Thank you, Lord God.
Give us a cleansing from unrighteousness. Give us a true spirit of repentance, not a spirit of fear that drives us to your throne, but a spirit of true inspection of our hearts and our lives to repent before you and turn away from our sins. Father, we ask you to cleanse us and bring us to the right standing before you. We thank you so much that even during this time, more minds are turned towards you because they know
there
is that can help during this time. So we come to you with so many others, just thanking you and praising you because the positive is we look to you, our strength and our help. And we just pray, Father, that you change us as a result, that we walk in strength and not in fear. Father, we just praise you for who you are. We praise
you
that you are above all of us. Father, we praise you that you know the next move before they make it. Father, we know that you know all the plans that they have made to change this world. Thank you that there's a major wake-up call going on right now, and people are realizing. They're realizing something's going on. They realize that they need you. They realize that they need to pray. I pray that your ears are open to every prayer that's calling out to you, that you will protect your children. You know who they are all around the world. Father, I just pray that your spirit will draw them to you, those that don't even know you, that you want to use this purpose to save them. So I just pray, Father, that your love, your goodness, your mercy will be in the midst, as we can trust that it is, because you are Yah, and nothing can change that. Your heart, your mind, and your soul has been placed in us through your Son. And we thank you, we love you, and we praise you, Father. We ask, Father, that the truth of this virus will come out, and that the plans that the wicked has will not have an effect on us, that you will protect us, cover each and every that we will open our hearts and minds. We will cleanse ourselves so that we can hear from your spirit what you would have us to do. They will have us to do these different things, Father, but we need to hear from you and get direction from you, Father. We ask that you give us that direction, that we hear from you, and we move when you say move, and we stand still when you say stand still. Father,
yes,
I ask that you would strengthen, give those who are in politics, if they have a heart and have not given their soul over to the devil, stand up and be truthful.
Praise God. That's right.
Father, I pray, Father, that you would be with the doctors, the nurses, those that are providing care. Touch hearts and not let them follow this wicked plan.
Hallelujah.
I pray that you would allow them to call the diseases what they are and not say that everyone has coronavirus when they have some other comorbidity. Father, I pray that you make them be
correct.
I pray that the reports will be corrected. I pray that you move
it. Yes, Lord.
They are strengthened by you, your spirit, and your might. Father, I pray that we all stand tall. We hear truth. I pray that you give us truth and that we not fall to all of this wickedness and deception, Father. I pray for those that are sick that you will heal them, Father.
Praise God.
Please, Lord. Hands off of them that will take their lives just for this purpose. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We praise you that we know. It's an honor. It is such a privilege to be able to stand now because we know. And not everybody knows. It is such a privilege, and we thank you for it. We thank you for your spirit who guides us.
Thank you, Father.
In us, Father. It is an honor. We don't have to be in where we are now. We could be those that don't believe. So we just thank you. And we thank you. You're going to do. We know you're going to bring us through this, Father. We know it.
Yes,
so we
Lord.
Hold on. Continue to hold on as we move through. Hold on in faith. Make us love reading the word, staying in the word to build
us
strength.
Pray
and pray and pray and build up strength in you, Father. The help that we have, you have already given. We just reach out for it and hold on and grab on to you. Father, we just thank you. We love you, Father. Increase the love.
Yes, we do.
Take control of our minds and lead us and guide us. Remove all deception and evil from us, Father. We just say we need you now,
Father. We see what's happening.
We see what the enemy is doing to the world. But we know prophesy. We know that you are coming back. I have no fear
you
to come on back, Father. Change this world. Make right. You said that you could do. We just ask that you will cut the time short, as you say in your word, that you cut it short to save the very elect. So, Father, we just pray asking you to bring forth your remedy. Keep us close to you. Listen to hear to know what the next steps are according to your direction. And no one else's. We thank you and we praise you. Love you. We continue to praise even after this time is off. We're off the phone, Father. We just thank you.
Father.
We glory to you. Honor you are deserving of more than all that we can give you. But we just thank you and praise you. We say
hallelujah. O parasikina na na korwa shemen rasina la kodaraha. O rapa sheke ropa sike rada da da la loha. O prasheke mana rasiki mira ha ha ha. O raba da da do sheke rada la la la. O kola la ba sheke rada da da. O rasheme rasiki la la. O rada da shere la ba shere la ba shere. Thank you, Lord God, for this time, Lord. Thank you for this privilege. Hallelujah. Praise him, Heavenly Father. Praise him, everyone. Praise him. Praise the Most High in this place. Praise the Most High. Praise the Most High in this place. Bring his presence. Let his presence come forth. Hallelujah. Bring forth. Bring forth. Bring forth. Hallelujah.
Glory to your
Father God. Send forth, Father God. Send forth
your
blessings, Father God, throughout the earth. Send forth your healing throughout the earth.
Every movement,
Father God.
Everywhere that you keep us every day. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Let our hearts be acceptable. Let our hearts be right with you, Lord God. Let our minds praise you. Let our hearts worship you in the secret place of the Most High. Let us be able to be there when you say, like our moderator said, let us hear from you, Lord God. Let us continue to love you. Let us not, hallelujah, forget you, Father God, in this crisis, Father God. Let us not hear the report and begin to be overwhelmed and forget that we have a God who loves all and who saves all, Father God. We really thank you, Lord God, and we love you, Lord God.
You,
we
Father.
Love you so much, Father God. We love you so much, and we just are so blessed. We are still blessed. Whether people recognize it or not, we are a blessed nation, hallelujah.
We are blessed
in the field and blessed out of the field.
We are blessed.
So let us begin to count our blessings one by one. Let us not worry and listen to the noise
and the pestilence of this earth. But the Bible says, hallelujah, that he has all power, hallelujah, in his hand. So today we come before the nations again. We come before the people of God, and we ask you to get on board, hallelujah. Begin to pray. Begin to open up prayer in your homes. Begin to pray. Begin to ask the Father what he has for you to do. Ask the Father how he wants you to go about it. Ask the Father to keep you in every step of the way, whether you go outside your home and you're in quarantine states. Some people cannot leave their homes because it has become that difficult for them to leave out their homes. But we pray that, Father God, they will seek your face. They will seek you for solutions. They will seek you for resources. And they will seek you for direction. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us this day, this moment in time that is record in the books, Father God, that we answer the call, Father God. Whether others choose to pray or not, Father God, we know where our help coming from. So we cannot deny you of this time and this season. And we give you glory and honor. Thank you, Lord God. I'm going to be bringing on our moderator, number 3. You may start.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in this time of prayer to ask you to be with the children of the world. I pray that they begin to develop understanding and stop lacking the knowledge that was happening is truly happening. And there was no mistake that will be taken for granted in the name of Jesus. I pray that my children and other children begin to grasp what is going on around them and seek help to express ways on how they might feel at this time, Heavenly Father. I pray that the head of the household of my household and the parents, other parents of their household, the children can stand in obedience, God, and trust that you have positioned us as their parents to lead them closer to you, God. I pray that we praise you, God, in the good and in the bad that we are following, Lord Jesus, but that we remember your mercy endures forever in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
I pray that you will protect their minds and their thoughts and fears, that you have them covered with, and they will never forsake them. No, never in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father. Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time and this prayer and this moment and with my fellow sisters. In Christ, the Heavenly Father, that you'll continue to keep our children encamped around the angels of the land, Lord Jesus. As they make mistakes, Lord Jesus, know that they will be always forgiven as long as they come and seek you. As for my children and our children, I pray they will not be afraid and won't be discouraged. For the Lord our God will be with them whenever they shall go.
Yes.
Joshua 1:19. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, the prayers of the righteous prevaileth much. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God, because we know that your word is true. Hallelujah. And you said that you love your children. Hallelujah. And that you cover all those who seek you. Father God, you will not forgive us, Father God.
Hallelujah.
You will not cause us to stumble, Father God, if we're walking in your way. And we're walking in the will of God. And I said the perfect will of God, hallelujah. You've caused this to, you've allowed it to happen, Father God, so that we may come together and begin to love on you and begin to praise and worship you in this time and in the season. So today, Lord God, we pray for the mothers of these children, Father God, that they may not go weary and fall away because they think that they don't have any help. Lord, we pray for the people who are elderly and senior citizens, hallelujah, that those who are lonely right now, who have lost their spouses and who are afraid and stricken with fear, Father God, we pray that, Father God, you will open their homes and their hearts, and you will begin to fill their hearts with joy and peace. You will not forget those who are in the senior citizen homes, hallelujah, who are in bed, who are bedridden, Father God, with sick situations, Father God, and sickness and disease that parallels in their midst. But, Father God, that you will put your heart, your love, your mercy and your glory, it will come upon them and give them a happy spirit with you, Lord God. We pray, Father God, for the neighbors and the people around our general communities, hallelujah. We pray that, Father God, they will begin to seek you, Father God. They will begin to question and ask those important questions, hallelujah, that only you can answer. We cannot answer those, but only you. But they will become saved. Those, the Bible says in the latter days that the world will, some of the world will be changed. Their minds will be changed, and they will come
hallelujah.
And cry out to you. They will prophesy in their dreams, and they will be able to have dreams of your coming, Father God. So many people in this day and time, Father God, that have been hurt and been crushed in spirit, Father God, you will heal their hearts. For those people in the foreign nations and countries, Father God, who has no food, no food supply, Father God, give them strength. Bring forth a supply of food that is not tainted and is not corrupted by the nations, Father God, by anyone in this earth that's trying to cause a genocide among our nations. Father God, we declare and decree, and we take authority, Father God, over the spirit of fear in this nation, Father God. We ask Father God, that you cast this spirit out and utterly destroy it by your Holy Ghost fire from heaven, hallelujah, that you will not let it extinguish the hearts of men and women, and it will not handicap and paralyze us so that we cannot see our way out of this thing and see the day that you bring this thing to an end, hallelujah. So we are bringing this prayer and the petition, Father God, before you, because we know, Lord God, you sit high and you look low and you want to hear from your people. And so today we are giving you our prayers and our petitions before your throne. And we're asking, Lord, that you will meet every prayer, every petition, and you will meet it speedily, Father God, in Jesus' name. Touch the mothers who have not seen their children in a while. Precious mothers who love their children, who've been praying for their children in prisons and in camps, Father God. Bless
Father.
The children in those camps, Father God. Let the men and women cry out to the Lord, the Most High, hallelujah. Let them not fall for the snares and the fowlers of this earth. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do and all that you are in this season. Father God, we give you glory, honor, and we give you praise. We're going to go back into a small intermission of music. And when we come back, I will be bringing moderator number 4 on the air. Moderator number 3, come forth. Erica?
I want to start off by saying thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me a chance to pray with my sisters in Christ, Lord. We forget how much you do for us, Lord, just by waking us up this morning, giving us a mouth to speak your word, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for opening up our eyes to see the deception of this world, Lord. Lord, you said be still, and now we have no choice but to be still, Lord. I pray that your people will open up their eyes and see that you have the power. You are in control, Lord. That we have to be still. And in this stillness that we pray for the sick, pray for the weak, pray for the people who have lost not only their jobs, but has lost themselves in this, Lord Jesus, and has lost you in this, Lord Jesus. Lord, we bring them back to you, and we open up their eyes and let them see that you are the only Heavenly Father. Cover these children that need schools to escape from the pain and abuse that they have at home, Lord Jesus. Cover those families, Lord Jesus. Cover each and every one of the workers that's out there, Lord. Cover their families, Lord Jesus. Lord, help the parents spend this time, much needed time, with their children reading and praying and opening their hearts up to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, build this ministry and help it grow into something great, Lord Jesus. Let an all nations come together and pray. Lord, rebuild our communities, rebuild our nation. People may ask why God is letting this happen, but so many have turned from you, Lord Jesus, and have mocked you, Lord Jesus. Open up their eyes that this is not your doing, but our own. Lord, put a covering around each and every one of us and our families. Cover the homeless and the ones without homes and families. Cover the families that have lost loved ones from this. Be with them. Lord, I pray for the elderly that you keep them and that you put the arm of protection around them, Lord. Let them know that we need them and that they are not just useless to this world, but the wisdom and the strength of this world. Lord, let us not use this time in vain, but, Lord, use us to make use of our time by teaching your word, building better relationships and children with our children and reaching out to friends and family members that we haven't spoke to in a long time, Lord. Let us use this time wisely, Lord. Lord, cover those that are alone and suffering with depression. Let them know that you are here, Lord. Cover your youth, Lord. Let them not take this as a game, but take this as time to open up their eyes and see you, Lord Jesus, and stop following after the enemy that has called after them, Lord Jesus. Cover them and continue to pray. Let us pray over them, Lord Jesus. Cover the single parents and let them know that they are not alone, Lord Jesus, but that you are right there by their side, Lord Jesus. Or the people that are single and by themselves, Lord Jesus, give them that strength, Lord Jesus, to know that they have us right behind them, Lord Jesus, and that we have us praying for them. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that you do, Lord Jesus. Cover our nation and cover all of us, Lord Jesus, and let us see the truth, Lord Jesus, and not let them take over your people, Lord Jesus, because we are yours. We are not your enemies. You've all the negativity. We rebuke that coronavirus, Lord Jesus, and we not let it come into our households or to our nation, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you and we love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much.
Yes, we do.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody say hallelujah. Let's say hallelujah,
hallelujah
in this place.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in this place, Lord, today. Have your way in this place. Have your way in this earth, hallelujah. Have your way, Father God, in our homes and in our lives. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord God. Have your
way.
Have your way in the ministries and in the church, Father God. We pray for the leaders, Father God. But we also ask that, Father God, that they can no longer deceive your people, Father God. We pray, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for putting your foot down in this time, in this season, and causing every man be one for themselves, Father God. They cannot use any more excuses. Hallelujah. They cannot say, they cannot say they didn't have time to seek your face, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have come. You have come on the land. This is your presence. This is your season. You are allowing people to come back to you.
one by one.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We pray and thank you,
Father.
Lord God, that we're not ignorant.
Thank
we're not ignorant anymore.
Hallelujah.
It's not business as usual.
Lord,
it's not
God,
church as
usual.
Hallelujah. It is the praises of the Most High that we're seeking
yes.
right now in this hour. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
And
yes.
we ask that, Lord God, those men and women who have tried to beseech us, bewitch us, that tried to pour our spirits out to evil, Father God, we pray for them. We pray for their souls because, Father
yes.
God,
yes,
you
Father.
Said
Touch
that
him.
You will wish that no man shall have to enter into the gates of Hades. Father God, I pray,
yes.
hallelujah, but you mm. will deal with the iniquities, even up to our forefathers,
yes.
to our fathers and our mothers,
yes.
and up to us, and
yes.
up into the fourth and fifth generation
yes,
of people.
Thank you.
So
yes,
today,
Father.
Lord God, we thank you for this moment in time, Lord God, with your people. We thank you for going before the politicians and officers of this world, for putting on
yes.
their hearts to repent, Father God, of their own wrongdoings, as well as the things that, Father God, that we've been deceived upon this virus. We ask that, Father God, that you will speedily go before the earth, Father God, and get the glory, hallelujah, his glory. Praise God, glory. Praise God's glory among this earth, that you may be satisfied so that you can end this suffering. Father God,
yes.
we just give you honor. We give you honor, hallelujah.
Yes.
We
bless
give
Lord,
you
Father.
The honor.
We honor
give
you,
this
Lord.
Honor. This,
we love
give you, the
we adore
honor
you,
and
Father.
The praise, hallelujah.
Thank
because
you.
We know that,
Thank
Father
you,
God,
Father.
You are a God who loves your people. You love
yes.
your people. You called us
yes,
out of Pharaoh's
do,
camp. You
Thank
called
you.
Us out the Red Sea, Father
Thank
God.
You
brought us through it.
Hallelujah.
You paved the way through all the beginning of the ages, Father God.
Yes.
You did
Thank
not let
you,
the evil kings, Father God, take advantage of your people, Father God. So therefore,
yes,
this
Father,
pestilence
yes.
must die today. Hallelujah. It
yes.
must not
must
be
die.
Able
You're
to
dead.
Live upon
yes.
this earth, Father God, because it has no place
yes.
here. Hallelujah. You've
yes.
given your
just,
men and your women authority upon this earth, and you
right
said
now.
In your word,
yes.
hallelujah, that we shall be able to trample over serpents and low evil
yes,
spirits
yes.
among
hallelujah.
This earth. You have to obey us in the
Glory
name of Jesus, hallelujah.
It must
so we thank you, Lord God. We thank
right
you
now.
For bringing,
thank
for
you.
Bringing us to a place in you, Father God, where you're renewing
thank
our
you,
strength
Father.
And our faith. That is what you're doing
yes,
upon
Father.
This earth. You are declaring to the nations that I am your God
yes.
and no other God
yes.
shall you serve. Hallelujah. So
yes.
I pray
Hallelujah.
You
Hallelujah.
In the day and I pray
Glory.
You in the evening time. I pray you praise you throughout the day. Hallelujah. Because I know you're the King
thank
of Kings
you,
and you're the Lord of Lords. And so I can
yes,
thank
Father.
You, Lord God, from my secret
you,
place, Father God. You don't have to be
thank
in a
you,
church
Father.
To praise God, my friends and listeners. Know that God
yes.
is with you. He is in your heart, my
yes.
friend.
Hallelujah.
And you can tap into
yes.
his peace in the restroom, in your
yes,
car,
Father.
In your home, outside
Glory
garden, wherever
name.
You find peace, he is there. He is always
yes.
there in the midst of us if
thank
we
you.
Are calling on him. And we
yes,
thank you,
Father.
Lord, for the people of Yeshua, those who have been suffering for years and years that have been
yes.
kicked out places where the Lord wanted them there to give instructions, but we call and we alert and we sound our trumpet that you this is your season to come out of your place, all prophets
come
of the
out.
Nations, all true, elect and remnant prophets, come out,
come
and
out.
Praise God.
Come
know
out.
That he is going to do something great like he did with the prophet Micaiah. He brought
yes.
him out of his dungeon, hallelujah. And he let
yes.
Josaphat, King Josaphat, find favor with him, and he was right about his prophecy. See, a true prophet is right about the prophecy. They are not going
yes.
to tell us things that, Father God, that you did not say. So forgive us of our
yes.
sins, Father God.
Forgive
Even
us,
though
Father.
We know not what we do, Lord God, you said it when you took the cup, Father God, that they know not what they do. So, Father God, reinstate us in the spiritual realm to
yes.
your perfect will that you had for our lives before the foundations of this earth, and bless us all in our homes, in our ministry, in our jobs,
yes,
in our positions, in our churches, in our communities, in the nations,
yes,
in the prisons,
yes,
all over this world, in our school systems, our leaders, our doctors, our healthcare workers, those who have stood on the front line, our naval and people, peace officers, those who really want, Father God, to see your will be done. Bless those people,
yes,
in your nations.
Bless
Father
them,
God,
Father.
Put your protection around us. Plant your protection daily so that we may be able to see the reward of you coming forth to this earth and killing this virus, Father God. The only,
yes,
thing,
Father, yes,
that we pray for the wicked, Father God, that they may become saved. Hallelujah. If they hear,
yes,
this broadcast, that their hearts will turn to you, Lord God. They will seek you, Father God. They will know that, Father God, this taping, this prayer has not been in vain, because we know that you're going to do, as you've already done, more great things. So we counted,
hallelujah,
victory today, Lord God. We counted victory. We thank you so much for allowing us to have time in this place with you today. And we give you all the glory and all of the honor. And with all of our prayers today, we count it joy and say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, everyone. Let's praise the King. Let's praise the King. Hallelujah. Praise the King. Hallelujah. Praise the King. Hallelujah.
Praise
you, Yeshua. We praise you, God. Praise you, Lord God. We thank you.
The wonderful kindness, joy, love, peace.
Yes.
We love you, Father.
Yes.
We adore,
yes,
you. We adore,
yes,
you.
We do, Lord God. We do. We adore you so greatly in this time and in this season. And as we get ready to leave and go off the air today, we pray that you, our listeners and friends, will keep the prayers of all the nations and all God's people in your house, in your place, in your heart, and you will begin to allow the Lord to continue to stretch your faith in this season. Don't give up. Don't give up, because something is good is going to come.
Right.
Good
Hold
is
on.
About to happen.
Thank you.
God,
hallelujah.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to let every one of,
yes,
our prayer warriors say one more thing before we end today. Mr. Wanda, you can start before we go.
I just say hallelujah and praise, and for anyone who listens to this message, know for sure that God has this situation in his hands, and there is nothing that anyone, that the leaders can do, that the rulers of this world can do without the Most High's permission. Hold on, trust in him. Repent, clear your heart, look up to him, praise him. The Bible says that he inhabits praise. The way to get rid of your fear is through praise, rejoicing, thankfulness, gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
Just
true.
Say
true.
Hallelujah. Let your whole soul, mind, body, and spirit praise. Get into that praise and you will feel so much better. You will have the strength.
Thank you.
Hold on,
yes,
to his mighty hand, because he definitely has it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise, yes, God. Praise God, sister. Praise God. We thank you for you so much. And we pray that your family will continue to be blessed. We pray that, Father God, the overflow of God will come upon your life. We pray that everything that,
yes,
has been hurting you, that stopped you in the earth, that it will not be able to continue any for. Today is your season. Today is your hour. You shall be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to bring forth Carisha. Reed, bring, come on on so you can say something before we end today.
We just want to always keep in mind, Heavenly Father, that you are God and God alone. You know, there's no one that
Thank
can
you.
Dictate you or try to be who you are ever. And just always remember that when you're scared, when you're lacking that knowledge, just grab onto that word, and that word will guide you in any darkness, any situation that you might be facing in the name of Jesus. So I leave you with that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
God, we bless her household. We bless Gracious household. We bless her in the field and out of the field. We pray that, Father God, you will put your hands of protection around her family and her children. And we pray that you will send an overflow to her home today in Jesus' name. Bring forth, Terica. Come on forth so that you can speak to the nations before we end today.
Yes, I ask, Lord, that you just remember to let us remember you, Lord Jesus, in this time of need, and that we not call on no one else but you, Lord Jesus, but
thank
that you
Jesus.
Cover us, Lord Jesus, and that you just keep your angels of protection around us, Lord Jesus, and cover our children, and let us not forget those who are less fortunate, Lord Jesus, that are going through something worse than we may be going through, but to just cover us and let us see, Lord Jesus, see all that you do for us and stop letting us just see the negativity, but see the positivity out of it and see the positive things that we can be doing in this world, Lord Jesus, and just opening up our hearts and letting all of, even to be able to pray for our neighbors, our enemies, the people that have come up against
thank
us,
you.
Lord Jesus, because with you, Lord Jesus, we will make a way, and you are going to make a way, and we praise you and love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
for her household, we give her praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord God, and we ask that you cover her household. We ask that you send
yes.
an overflow of your blessings to her household. We ask that you cover her from any sickness, the disease, any persons in her family members that have been suffering any types of illnesses and any types of infirmities. We cancel those infirmities right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I bring forth Vanessa, come forth, sister of God. Praise God. Bring us out. Get ready to take us on in. Hallelujah. Sister Vanessa. Yes,
oh,
Sister
okay.
Vanessa.
Praise to the Most High. Praise. What I want to leave with the people of the Most High this day, my sisters and brothers, those who will be listening to this, those who are on the line right now, the Most High just spoke
praise
a word to me, and he said, endurance. Endure. I want to encourage you, whatever trial you're going through, whatever the situation is, don't run from it. Don't run from it. I'm a runner. I'm a Jonah. But God brought me to a place where I had to face, I had to complete this mission. And I just want to thank again my sister and Sister Wanda who stuck with me through these attacks that
praise
I went
God.
Through. That's another testimony. But I tell you today,
praise
brothers and sisters, don't give in. Don't give up. Do not let the enemy tell you what to do anymore. We are a force to be
praise
reckoned
God.
With by the power of the
praise
Most High. The devil will not tell me what to do anymore. Anymore. I am
hallelujah.
The one who has the authority in the earth, and so do you. The
oh,
devil will tell you, oh, no, 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 don't get up and praise and worship. But you tell your body to get up and do it. You tell your
hallelujah.
Family if they don't want to praise
thank
and worship with you, that's all right, Mama, that's all right, Daddy, but I'm going to praise and worship God for you. We
hallelujah.
Have the, God has given us the city. He has given us the land. He has given us this
thank
nation,
you.
And he already told us
thank
that we can take
you.
It back
thank
by force.
You,
so
thank
if you,
you
can take something back by force, that what does that mean? That means it was mine in the first place. It was yours in the first place. This is our nation. This is our world. We are the heirs of salvation. Don't let the devil tell you what to do anymore. You tell the devil, look, get out of my house. Get out of my car. Stop talking to me. We don't have anything in common anymore. We don't
amen.
Go together
thank
anymore.
You, Lord.
We're
thank
not lovers
you.
Anymore.
You.
I hate you. I thank you, Father God, and I ask you
thank
to bless
you.
Every person. I break
thank
the
you.
Shackles off your mind right now, off
hallelujah.
Of your ears right now. You will hear
hallelujah.
Again. You will see again. The graves
thank
have been
you.
Open today. I thank you, Father,
thank
for the
you.
Victory. And just remember,
yes,
brothers
yes,
and sisters,
yes, yes,
the
yes.
Most High already told us we win.
We
win.
Win. Hallelujah. Yay.
I don't care what
yes.
this
hallelujah.
Is doing.
Thank
we
you,
win. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To your name. And I ask you to bless all my sisters, my nieces, and Father, just bless them in a special way, Father. And I ask
please,
you to continue,
yes.
Father, to strengthen us. Because remember this one thing, those who endure to the end shall be saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone, let's say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to get off the air.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, let's just praise God all together. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessings
to your name. Honor.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We love you. We adore you.
Thank you, Lord.
Special Father.
We thank you.
We, just
we
love
thank
you,
Lord God, for this special
you.
Hour.
Hallelujah.
We thank you,
thank
Lord
you.
God. We thank you,
thank
Lord
you,
God,
Father.
For remembering us in this time and in this season and putting in our hearts,
yes.
Hallelujah, to come back
mm-hmm.
to your throne and to be an example for the
thank
nations
you,
and the people and allowing
thank
us to be part of our own situations and circumstances, Father God, but for help, for showing favor like you did in the day of Noah. We thank you, Lord
yes.
God, for allowing
thank
us
you.
To have a place to go and have refuge in you, for covering us and giving us a place that we can have shelter and we can have time
yes.
with you,
thank you
in this season. And so
yes,
we come
Father,
today,
yes.
Lord God, just to sound the trumpet, to give you honor and
yes.
praise, to offer
thank
our
you,
prayer
Father.
To you, Father God. We lay these prayers and these petitions right there at your throne, and we pray
yes,
and
Father,
we know that
you
will answer each and
yes,
every one of them. So today, Lord God,
yes,
we want to tell you we love you. And we are willing
we
to wait
you.
On you, Father God, because we know that patience has it's going to have its perfect work. It's going to
yes.
come when it's time, Father God. So we just ask that you receive our prayer in Jesus Christ's name of Nazareth. We pray this prayer.
Yes,
we're getting ready to go
you.
Off the air. I want to thank everyone who answered the call for this prayer today, and I've pray that you continue to pray for Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry. I ask that you continue to pray for me, your host, your sister in Christ here on Send Forth Your Word. And if you need anything, any of our listeners and friends, you can feel free to send your requests, whether it's pretty much a request for a prayer, something you're going through, or if it's anxiety, stress, or anything, send it to our email at sendforthyourword@gmail.com. We pray that the Lord continue to richly bless you and keep you is our prayer. Hallelujah and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.